Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, I'm going to give you the recipe for the glazed tofu with bok choy extravaganza.
Oh, bok choy.
This is the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy way to roll, Asian style. Now, the one thing I love about tofu, you get one of those big blocks of tofu.
It's so repulsive. I don't even know why we're even talking about it.
I love that stuff.
A block.
Any food that comes in a block,
you should avoid.
And, you know, it comes in different textures. Like, they have, like, soft, firm, extra firm.
Did not know
and
that.
And then one is brick. You know, it's like it comes in a brick. But anyway, this recipe is based upon that. And what you're going to do is you're going to get some canola oil, 2 tablespoons.
So which one do you get? Firm? Which one do you buy?
It depends. Everyone has different.
You can pick whatever you want.
You know, this recipe is probably to go with more of an extra firm texture because the tofu acts as, you don't want this stuff breaking up while you're cooking.
Oh, no. Don't want that.
You don't want that to happen. So you're going to get 2 tablespoons of canola oil. You're going to get 2 heads of bok choy. That's something that's a specialty item. You can't just go to Publix or Kroger and pick that up. You have to go to one of the H Mart or one of the Asian or Fresh Market or
Whole Foods.
You get some of that. You're going to get some garlic, 3 garlic cloves. You're going to thinly slice that. You're going to mince some of it as well. You're going to get 14 ounces of vegetable broth, some fresh ginger, peel it and grate it as well. You're going to get 1/4 cup of soy sauce, a little bit of dark brown sugar, about 4 teaspoons, 2 teaspoons of toasted sesame oil, and you got to get that big block, that 14-ounce package of firm tofu, and you're going to cut that into half-inch thick slices. And you can make sure you drain the water out of it too, and you pat the tofu down before you start using it as well. Let it dry out a little bit. And if you want to make the mixture a little bit more, more thicker, you can use a little bit of cornstarch for this as well. I don't like to do that.
Of course not.
I don't need it a little thick. I can use it.
So
thin.
You just throw
me.
That all in one big pan.
Well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to heat the canola oil. You're going to heat that up. You're going to add the bok choy. You're going to add the garlic to that. You're going to stir that for about 4 minutes in a large skillet. Then you're going to add in the broth of the vegetable broth as well. You're going to add that in there. And you let that simmer for a little bit, and you're going to add some garlic, the ginger, the soy sauce, the brown sugar, and the sesame oil.
When
into
do you
all
add
that
the tofu?
Stuff. Well, you let that cook for. You got to let the bok choy cook in that, and then you're going to add the tofu, and you're going to let that. You're going to keep it in there until it browns, about 3 minutes per side. So you put, you have your pieces in there, and you flip it over and let that, 3 minutes per side. Simmer that
What do you serve it on? Rice?
You can use a little bit of rice is good too. A little bit of noodles. If you want to use some noodles too, Lee, you can do that. Crunchy noodles too. That always adds a little bit more calories. But it makes a great meal, great dish. And, it's a wonderful little Asian secret without getting all that oil and all that, the calories from when you go to your regular Chinese restaurant.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.